interesting figures around the economy. Speaking of which, Britain's been warned by the IMF, by the way, that the tax cuts won't work. But anyway, more on that later. Reserve Bank here, speaking of the economy, fired their first shot for the year in terms of expectations around these interest rate cuts. The upshot is don't expect any time soon. Their chief economist, who's a bloke called Paul Conway, he's arguing that, yes, inflation is falling, but not enough. Now, the New Zealand Initiative Executive Director is, of course, Oliver Hartwich, who's with us. Oliver, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
In following his speech yesterday, I can't argue with him. I mean, he was talking about, among other things, the non-tradable at 5.9%. You can't argue with it. It's stuck. It's hopeless.
Well, it is challenging, and that's basically what he told us. But we knew that already because we had the figures before. And as you say, the problem really is in the domestic economy, because while the tradables inflation has gone down a bit, that's the inflation that we can't really control because these are prices that we get from the rest of the world. Inflation that's generated in New Zealand, the non-tradables inflation, is still at 5.9%, and that is way too high, and it is way too high for the Reserve Bank's mandate. And that's basically what Paul Conway stated. So yes, challenging times. And the only message I could really get from his statement yesterday was to tell all of us that we shouldn't expect any rate cuts too soon.
So what are the banks seeing that we are not? In the sense, are they arguing, look, at 4.7, which is the overall figure, things are plummeting, we're starting to lose some jobs, everyone's a bit depressed, therefore it must be time for a cut. Is that their thinking?
No, I don't think so. Actually, he was trying to push back against that by pointing out that actually we still have a domestic inflation problem. 5.9% is too high for their taste. And therefore, I actually read his speech too much as basically telling us not to expect anything too soon. I think it is possible that we will get a rate cut at some stage this year. Some banks are expecting it for maybe even in August. But I think actually at this stage, the RBNZ is pushing back on that because they really want to make sure that inflation expectations do not go overboard.
So I'm reading about Singapore. Singapore this year are forecasting some growth. They're a small island nation of 5 million people like us. We look at the American scenario. They're seemingly managing a soft landing, seemingly cuts are coming. How come so many people are doing okay, we're not?
Well, because I think our monetary stimulus during those COVID years was way worse than in many other parts of the world. So actually, the problem is really homemade. What I would have liked to see actually in Paul Conway's statement, or actually in any other statement from the Reserve Bank over the last few years, would have been an acknowledgement really that it was their problem, that it was their failures really in monetary policy management that got us where we are. But actually, when you listen to Paul Conway, what you get is, well, look, we've got it all under control. Things are very tight still, but there's never the hint of a sorry in all of this.
So true. Are the government stuck here, or are their cuts and spending savings and all of that sort of thing, is that in some way going to help materially?
Well, I think the government still has a role to play, of course, because when Conway tells us that it's a domestic problem that we have to get under control, well, monetary policy needs mates. And the big mate for monetary policy is, of course, fiscal policy. That means government spending. And if government spending runs too high, that makes the Reserve Bank's job even harder.
Exactly. Oliver, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Happy New Year, and we'll talk again throughout the year. I appreciate it very much. Oliver Hartwich, who is the New Zealand Initiative Executive Director. And tied in with that, as I mentioned a moment ago, the IMF have come out with a whole lot of growth forecasts. And here's the thing to worry about, and this is why I can't work out why we're not more angry, because Oliver makes a very good point. It was the Reserve Bank that cocked this whole thing up by fire-hosing the economy. And so the IMF this morning, and I'll give you the numbers later, but the IMF this morning, they're talking about the whole world, and the whole world's improving. They've upgraded the forecast for growth. We have no growth here, of course. We're going backwards. Why aren't we angry about that? The world's going forward. We're going backwards.